epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, that's a nice new intro. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm assuming it's in honor of my trip to Manchester, England later today. I can't repeat the name of that song. It's called Effing in the Bushes, but it's what they walk on stage to. That's like their Here Comes Oasis. And, Paulie, it's a really nice touch. Welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy, and I am almost 50 years old, my friends. That will be Saturday. Paulie Reindl, much, much younger than me, 35 years old.
Almost
35, September. Paulie is our executive producer, and just as brilliant as always, put this incredible thumbnail on the YouTube this morning that made me gasp. I went, oh my God, that's so cool. And it's me and Liam and Noel, and we're all dressed in black, and we're ready to go for the reunion show. And I mean, I look like I was part of the band at one point. I mean, it doesn't look
like
that.
Oasis used to be a trio.
Yeah, now that's Woodsy. He used to play bass for us, and he's back also. It's so cool. Like, I'm taking that, I'm getting it in high res, and I'm putting it in my office. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So thank you, Paulie, for that. It's so badass. Those are the little details that I would never think of that Paulie comes through with every day, every single day, man. And to my left, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, Benjamin Higgins, joins us. Benny, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
I am so excited for you to go on this trip.
I'm geeked.
I don't know that I've ever been more excited for someone else to go on a trip than I am for you this coming weekend, because I do think that I think you're going to have an amazing time.
I get that, too. You know what's funny? I was laying in bed this morning. I got up super early, and I was laying there, and obviously I'm excited to go. But I thought, man, I wish the boys were coming with you guys. I was like, we would tear it up. Now that we know we are an elite traveling threesome, now I just want to go on trips with you guys all the time because I had so much fun in Philly. And I was thinking about it next year. You know, Paulie's never been to Chicago and he's never been to Notre Dame. And that's I've already talked to my dad. We're planning that. We're waiting for the MLB schedule to come out to go Cubs game Friday, Notre Dame game Saturday, Megan, Hannah, the kids, the whole bit. Now, you're invited, but you're not invited into Notre Dame. You're a USC fan, so you'll have to sit in the car. You're more than welcome
to come
to Chicago. Yeah, you come to Chicago with us. You eat, drink, do whatever you want.
I'm not allowed inside the city limits of South
Bend.
I got to stay in North Bend.
You can stay in the car. You wait, and Ben's just sitting there like, well, maybe I can get the game on the radio here somewhere. And then, you know, we were talking about...
I gave up the Lakers earlier this year. Who knows? Maybe
maybe I'll
give up USC as well.
You know, if having a murderer as your Heisman Trophy winner didn't do it, I don't know if there's anything that's going to push you over the edge. But here we are. And then we were talking about that kind of secret trip next year. Is that still happening?
Still a possibility,
and it's
yes.
Still a possibility that I grab a slot or two?
Yeah, we've got open seats.
Okay, all right. So keep it open.
Yep.
But then I thought, well, that's a trip with Paulie. It's a trip with Benny. Where's our trip together? We have to do one of those as well. Why can't we just get paid to go on trips together? So, no, man, this microphone, they still didn't fix it, and it's very limp. It stays up for a minute.
Needs a little Cialis.
It does. Well, yeah. It stays up for a minute, and then it goes limp.
Like 50.
It's like a 50-year-old microphone. Speak for yourself.
They do have pills for that.
They do.
I don't know. Was Tony here yesterday, or was that seat unoccupied? It may have been unoccupied since the last time you broke it.
I did break it. That said, I did tell them, hey, could you fix this before tomorrow? And they said, okay, we will. Now, the thing is screwed back in there, but it's still, it's very loose. Very, very loose, and I'm worried it's going to fall, and then it makes that sound every time it does. It's like D. Smith. I love D. Smith so much. That
he plays with his mic.
Listening to Darren on the radio, he would be like... Yeah, and anyway, I can't believe what Preller did this offseason, this deadline. And I'm like, Darren,
stop it! He'd have it back here, and then he'd wheel it on over here.
He'd pull it back and yank it, and it was so good. So I'm going to try to leave this, get this thing in the right spot, but certainly appreciate everyone in the chat. All the happy early birthday messages. Was just texting with my buddy Craig, who is going to be there when I get there. He just landed. So he landed. Landed in Manchester right now. Now, I checked the weather yesterday, mid-show, and I had to revamp everything. It is going to be dumping rain the whole time. So I'm looking on Twitter yesterday, and people were like, oh, my God, Saturday is going to be it's going to be insane. The rains are going to be gnarly. And then somebody's like, remember last time it rained at Heaton Park? Remember the mud? I was like...
Woodstock.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's going to be Woodstock, dude. And so I went yesterday to Dick's after the show, and I said, I need to buy some, I bought some Gore-Tex, like, waterproof shoes. But they're so good. They're Hokas, which you have, when you turn 50, you have to buy a pair of Hokas because you're old. Look, Ben's got some right now. My dad was wearing them his last visit. And Hannah goes, you going to wear those to the show? I go, no, I don't want to get them muddy. So I'm just going to take I really think I'm going to take some clothes that I don't care about leaving behind when I go, because I think it's going to be pretty nasty, pretty muddy, but I'm there for it, man. That's why I came, or that's why I'm going. And rain or shine, the show will go on. And I just hope I don't die like in a mudslide or get trampled or something like that.
You know, there's nothing wrong with taking one disposable set.
Yeah.
Of clothing.
100%. And just toss it.
Yeah.
You know, I brought a couple garbage bags to throw wet clothes and stuff like that in. And, you know, it is what it is. I'm there for the experience. As my wife told me before I left for Philly, just go with the flow. All right. Just go with the flow. And that's what I'm going to do. And I did. I did a great job at it in Philadelphia.
You really did.
I really did.
I was like legitimately impressed.
Yeah. It's not who I am, Paulie. I fight that. And I can get very selfish at times. And, I said, I'm going with the flow here on this one. So if it rains, it rains, man. And I'm there for that experience.
So you said your buddy Craig is going to be there.
Yeah.
But this is truly more of a solo excursion for you.
It is. It is.
You've traveled, obviously, for work on your own. But how many times have you really traveled by yourself? With you get the entire, you know, range of options, whatever you want to do, everything, nothing. You can make those decisions entirely on your own. It's a kind of a rare thing as an adult to get to make every decision on your own for a vacation for a few days.
Yeah, it is. I've done a couple of one-nighters. I've gone up to L.A. to see a show by myself. I've gone to plenty of concerts by myself. It's something I never thought I would do. But the older you get, you know, you realize... Like, if you don't want to go see Jason Isbell with me, I'm going. I want to see the show. I stand in the back, nurse a Budweiser, and watch the show and have a great time doing it. I'm pretty, you know, I meet people. I'm not too worried about that. But, yeah, man, it's the traveling there. I told Hannah this morning, I go, I really wish you were coming on this adventure, you know, with me. And she's like, I know. Now I'm, like, bummed. But I do think when I got there, we probably would have argued about, because I want to do all the musical stuff, and she'd be like, oh, I don't really want to, but she probably would have acquiesced, which is one of my favorite Oasis songs. She probably would have acquiesced to what I wanted to do, but yeah, man, it's a long flight to be there, you know, solo, kind of sitting by yourself and watching iPad, but I'm ready for it. I got tons of books, I got movies and TV shows, and I'll be fine. Xanax, I'll be fine. I mean,
and again, you are flying first class.
I am. I watched a YouTube video last night on what does it look like?
The amenities.
The amenities in British Airways first class.
Surprised it took you until the day before.
It is It was nicer than my apartment in South Bend when I lived in South Bend. It is like 10 times nicer. Now, he did roll some food out and he showed some food. They did have like a lobster claw. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to eat lobster on a plane. Do you agree with that sentiment? Fish on a plane, I'm not doing it. We all saw Airplane. We saw how that worked. Yeah.
My guess is that they've dialed it in at this point after many, many decades of first-class service. So I wouldn't worry too much about what you're getting.
Would you eat it?
It's probably prepared by some sort of celebrity chef.
Yeah, but then it's like frozen and thawed out.
Stored, but I think you'll be fine, actually.
Would you eat lobster on a plane?
I would.
You would not.
I mean, I wouldn't eat it in economy class, that's for sure. But on British Airways first class, yeah.
I just take advantage of the
caviar, the lobster, whatever they're offering.
Gary said yes to. Gary said raw dog it, you coward. I mean, there is less than 1% chance that I could raw dog that flight. Kurt said, I'm a simple man. I reaped every benefit possible when I flew first class British. I'm going to probably shut the little slider. And they probably won't hear from me other than, like, can I get a bottle of water?
Right.
I'm going to just pass out, I think. I'm just going to lay there.
Advantage of
I don't need...
Indulgence. This is an indulgence. You need to take it.
Ma'am, I need, bring me another champagne. I don't know. It's not my personality. It is your personality. It's not my personality to do that. But I think I'm just going to get on there and try to get as cozy as I can and really just hope this flight goes quickly.
All right. You don't have to make any special requests. Don't make them go out of their way. Do me a favor. When they offer you something.
Take something. Take it.
Say yes.
I want the towel.
I do want the
hot towel. As many as you can give me. But the guy was talking about the bedding. And there he goes, it's elite. The duvet cover, the pillows, he goes, it's elite. I go, this is going to be great. I'm going to sleep my ass off.
Have an after-dinner scotch. Have, you know.
A scotch.
Something,
who do you think
something classy.
I am. All right, I'll have some wine. Yeah, somebody in that Ray said, bro, you paid double, which I did. Take everything. You're right. You're right, man. I am, I'm kind of crawling out of my skin.
They should let you fly the plane if you
they
want.
They should.
For as much money as you spent.
This is the guy. That's him?
That's the idiot? Oh, come on up.
Come on up here, mate. Grab it. I'm like, oh my God, hey, I'm flying a 747, guys.
You want your picture in the cockpit?
I'm going to get my wings, my little British Airways wings. No, it's going to be great. Rain or shine, doesn't matter to me. Don't care. I'm prepared for...
They don't call rainouts. This isn't like a baseball game.
No.
You couldn't possibly go and they'll say, yep, we postponed. We're going to do a doubleheader concert next weekend instead.
Yeah, can you imagine? Get all the way... Ooh, it's just a little wet for us. We're not going to play. Like, I mean, who would it happen to if it happened to anybody? It would happen to me. I hope it's going to be magical. It's really... I was talking to Hannah this morning. I go... Do you remember? I was around, like, I think it was around Christmas when I found out that we got a ticket and how excited I felt. And then I'm like, July's never going to get here. It's never going to get here. 7 months later, here we are. And I go, all of the wait for it, like, will this actually happen or will they bail last minute? Will they hate each other? You know, because they've had a couple of rows, as they call it in England. And to watch them come out on stage, arms together, hugging after shows. Really into it. You also was worried that they were going to come out and like what they wouldn't look at each other like just give us our money. Man, this is like two brothers that have reunited and are playing music together again. And it was the music that shaped me when I was really young. Thinking about it this morning, I know I've told this story on the air before. Do you remember the first thing I ever looked up on the internet? The internet. That's how old I am. Number one. And number two, how long this band has been around and how much they mean to me.
So you're sitting in front of the keyboard.
Yeah, it was 1995.
Probably the library at one of your colleges or
it
something.
It was actually the library at Notre Dame.
Okay.
I went across. I had heard about this thing called the internet. And I was like, what is it? Now, you can look up anything you want. The first thing I ever looked up in a search engine was...
You asked Jeeves.
I asked Jeeves, how do I play the song Talk Tonight on guitar? These chords popped up, and I hit print, and I took them home, and I sat with my guitar, and I learned how to play it. That's the first thing I ever looked up on the internet, And I'm going to see this band.
So you were able to print something off the internet in 1995, yet 30 years later, you still struggle with that simple task.
It's not that I struggle with it. I know how to print. Nobody lets me. They don't let me have access here. I don't get access at home. And these are true stories. You guys were in here when our engineers came in.
You were 20, and now you're 20.
50. Yeah. 30 years, dude. These engineers came in one day. I go, hey, is there any way I can get print access here? I'd like to print some stuff out. They legitimately looked at me and they go, no. Sorry. Why? What is this, the firm? I have to put my special code in every time I want to print something? They won't let me have access to a printer here. I'm not lying, right? I asked them. They said no. So I don't know what to do. So I got a thing. Ben sent me a beautiful gift this morning that I needed to print out. And I almost just gave up. I said, I can't do it. Paulie figured it out and sent it to himself and printed it for me. And, Hannah won't let me have access to the printer at home. I have to run everything by her. I can't get it at work. So it's not me. It's them.
Maybe it's time to invest in your very own printer.
Just get my own.
So what am I going to deny you access to?
Would I stack mine, carry it around, or stack mine on top of hers at home?
Get a dot matrix printer 100%. That you can carry around.
Just think you're just going to print. Waste
willy
ink.
Nilly? I have no idea. She's crazy when it comes to stuff like that.
Remember when you had to feed and the holes on the side of the paper would have to hook into the
match up? Man, it is.
Little knobs on the end.
It is really, really something. Purple says ink is more expensive than gold. It's true. It is very expensive. And they don't want me in here printing willy nilly. And they don't want me printing willy nilly at home. But man, I had a really good time watching the All-Star game last night. Thought it was really good. Obviously, we're going to talk about that today. You know, again, more of exploring the space today. It's a little bit of a slow time for us. But, you know, last year, we did Ben and Wood's summer break, and we are not doing it this year, mostly because I'm leaving town. And also, let's be honest with our audience, it was really hard. Summer break was was way harder than it should have been.
Yeah.
And now you kind of get what parents go through during summer break, and you get what teachers go through and camp counselors during summer break. It's hard. Hard to keep you guys, our children, out there listening. Hard to keep you guys entertained.
It's almost over as well. I mean, the All-Star game is done. Padres are heading out on the road for a road trip tomorrow. Going to Washington, D.C. to start a big trip to begin the second half. So we've already kind of survived half of it.
Yeah.
You'll be gone, obviously, tomorrow. But my buddy Matt Janella, formerly from the Golf Channel, is going to come in. Big Padres fan. He is, of course, one of the cast members. Well, his wife is one of the cast members of The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Insane.
And
that's insane content.
We'll get a lot of stories about living in the spotlight of reality television. He's a lifelong Padres fan.
Huge Padres fan.
Loves the station, and he's going to sit in with us tomorrow while
you're
gone.
Every time we have him on, he is just so good. He's such a good storyteller.
Well, we always make fun and say, yeah, if Ben leaves, we'll get Darnay or Jake. If I leave, Janella is he slides right into this spot. And I'll tell you guys, if you have any preconceived notions of, oh, I don't want to hear Ben and Matt talk golf all day, first of all, if Matt tells you a story and it happens to be about golf, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Give it a shot, right? And number two, the guy can speak on anything. I mean, really, he's just a phenomenally dynamic. He was a storyteller for years. Like, he tells his whole thing.
It's still what he does. Yeah. I mean, tells for different outlets now, and he has his own fire pit company, and they chronicle a lot of golf course construction, but puts on some golf tournaments, but all kinds of things. And he travels all over the world. He was the travel guy for Golf Channel for many years.
What a gig.
Which is like got to be the greatest job ever.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk about with him tomorrow is there's so many people who envy what we get to do.
Sure.
And we are lucky that we get to do it.
Extremely.
But who does Ben envy? And I was always like,
Matt.
Wow, Matt Janella, whose job is to travel around the world to play like the best golf courses that are out there and document them. Okay, someone does have a better job than I do.
I know, man.
Then I see the reality of it, and it's not easy. What he does is not easy, and the way he was able to put it together and do that for so many years, it was very impressive. I didn't meet him until he moved out to San Diego a few years ago, and I'm lucky that I've gotten to know him.
We are all so lucky that we've gotten to meet Matt Janella. He's a huge listener of this show and a huge supporter of what we do, so he is great, man. He is just great. I'm actually a little bit jealous that you guys get to spend the whole morning with Matt. Matty G. I don't watch Real Housewives, but I am so riveted as to what that must be like for the spouse. Just from my perspective, I think it would churn me. I think it would eat me up inside. I really do. And I've seen how people are mean to her online. And I'm not out there searching for Real Housewives content. But I've seen comments, and I'm like, God bless,
man. I love
the
TV show. And, you know, I don't watch it, but I've been looking it up, kind of the drama behind the scenes. This is her second season,
it's
Katie.
It's gnarly, dude.
And her castmates are not happy with her. There is talk that they want to get her kicked off the show. I mean, very, very, like, cat drama.
Kyle just said, I was in the room. My wife was watching the most recent episode. I was like, oh, my God, they're so mean to her. As the husband, can you imagine me having a couple of those scotches and then getting on Lomity did that to Hannah or my kids or something like that? It'd be over. She'd be like, babe, stop. I can handle myself.
No, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to tell her what I think.
Yeah. We've met Katie. She's super nice.
She is phenomenal. She's phenomenal.
Makes you wonder about some of the other ladies on the show.
And I get that it's TV, it's entertainment and stuff, but this feels like real. So, again, you could hate the show. I still want to know. Like, I'm going to listen to you guys when I'm gone because I want to hear Matty G on. So that's going to be tomorrow. Thank you to Matty for coming in and filling in and taking my spot because, hey, I mean, Matty could do it full time and nobody would miss a beat.
Yeah, I want to hear like what it's been like from his perspective because he's part of the show, I believe, like at small capacity, like. Now her daughter's getting dragged.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure he's
episodes,
gotten dragged.
You know,
Eric says it's all scripted on those shows. I don't think this does not feel scripted, man.
I don't
think
it really is.
I mean, some of it, yeah, sure. There's storylines and whatever. But, man.
There's some setups for sure. But what happens,
well, I think the show knows, hey, let's take these eight women and put them in a cabin in Aspen for the weekend, and let's just roll camera and just see what happens.
Yeah, man. It is really tough. So, Maddie's going to be in. I think it's rad. Great idea from you guys. Ready to get this thing cranked up today. And
right, we should have some birthday fun for you on the show today.
I like birthday
we'll set
fun.
The menu. Don't go anywhere. Let's get a quick check of traffic with Kelly and tell you what's coming up on the program today on a Wednesday with Ben and Woods on the 50th show on 97.3 The Fan. All right, coming up on the show today, we'll jump in with the All-Star game last night. And obviously, there were things that you like about it, there are things that you didn't like about it. That's always going to be the case. They're never going to come up with a perfect exhibition game that satisfies everyone. That being said, thought it was pretty good last night.
I did too.
Thought it was pretty good last night. Do you agree out there? We'll talk about how the Padres fared, some ups, some downs for your San Diego Padres, and the unexpectedly scintillating ending
incredible
to the game. If you didn't stick around and you don't know what we're talking about, it was the talk of baseball last night, and we will get into that coming up next. Also, some big news yesterday. I was out at SDFC practice.
Wow.
Our friend D. Smith talked to head coach Mikey Varas, and as I was there, they dropped the news, some bad news, that Milan Ilaski, who scored 10 goals in just 10 games with the team on his loan from their sister club in Denmark, is gone. They are sending him back. The loan has been terminated. They were unable to reach a long-term deal. Seemed like it was a foregone conclusion. They're going to figure this out. They're all a happy family. He's in his hometown. This guy has been so critical to the team. They're in first place. How can they let him go? Well, they let him go, and now they're going to try to move on. So we can talk a little bit of soccer coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Got all of our regular features like Don't Do This, Take on Woods, and the Randall Report, and in and around, sprinkled through the show. Got a couple of birthday gifts and surprises for Woodsy since we're going to just celebrate today.
Thank you, boys.
Since he'll be celebrating with Oasis on Saturday's actual birthday in Manchester.
Yeah, me and Richard Ashcroft and Liam and Noel Gallagher just doing it up like it's 1995 all over again.
Yeah, your birthday's on Saturday. So whether you were here or in Manchester, we were going to have to celebrate it early.
Exactly.
Might as well make it Wednesday.
Might as well make it today. I do like a celebration. I've been celebrated a lot at home.
Since
wife celebrated me last night.
Nice. Congratulations.
Since it is your birthday, I guess you get first crack. Would you like the tickets to Rick Springfield, or do you want me to give them to the tier ones?
You know what? I'm feeling, as I look at 50, I'm feeling pretty generous. I'm going to let the tier ones.
All right, let's give them away. We did it later in the
class
show
act.
Yesterday, so we're going to do it early today. If you missed it, we got two tickets to Rick Springfield. I Want My 80s Tour at Front Wave Arena on August 3rd, and you can win them right now by being the fifth caller to Pauly at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Tickets are on sale now at access.com. That's AXS.com for Rick Springfield up in Oceanside and the I Want My 80s Tour at Front Wave Arena, 833-288-0973. We'll come back. The National League blows a big lead but wins it on a home run derby swing-off last night at the All-Star Game. We'll talk about that next here on 97.3 The Fan.
One thing I will say before you, you know, when you travel, you leave things behind, right? You know, I'm of course I'm going to miss my wife and kids. Of course I'm going to miss you guys. But I'm going to miss my Eco Water. My Eco Water that I drink, I don't know, 2 gallons of every single day. I don't think they offer it over in England, at least not to my knowledge yet. I can't take it with me. They don't let you take liquid on the plane. But listen, right when I come back, I know I'll have it here waiting for me. We got the Eco Water system in our home. Their reverse osmosis system. You get bottled quality water straight from the tap. If you want an upgrade, their alkaline filters take hydration to the next level. Again, we've got it in our home. Skin feels better. Hair feels better. Coffee is next level. It's been a phenomenal, phenomenal investment for us in our home. So get a free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month. Helps out a lot with your plumbing as well. Hard water is really damaging too. Everything, but it can really wreck your pipes. So check them out today, 760-350-3338, or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925, Eco Water, your water should be perfect.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oasis today for me, Paulie. What an angel you are. This is unbelievable. I feel so loved. Thank you. Thank you. Very cool. You know I'm going to cry today just at some point. I'm just going to tell you.
You know, yeah, you're already kind of looking it's like you're
a little misty.
On the way.
You don't
even know what's coming up yet.
Filled with gratitude. Thank you, boys. And where's the Kleenex? Throw it over here. Just throw it over here and let me have
this
it.
This could be problematic. That was just Paulie playing some Oasis music coming back from a break. That
feel very.
That could happen at any. That's gonna, that could happen all the time.
A million times.
All right, let's talk a little sports to get you back in a good headspace for a little bit.
Since when has sports ever gotten anyone in a good headspace?
Well, I want to get you out of your current headspace.
I'm in a great headspace. I'm super excited.
Well, you know what? During the break, I said, you want to start talking about the game or the broadcast? Because I thought they were two separate things and both worthy of discussion from last night. But let's get right to the game.
Let's talk about the players and the game.
Let's get right to the game. You know, pitching dominated early, except for, of course, the bottom of the first inning when the National League scored a pair of runs off Tarek Skubal to take a 2-0 lead on Ketel Marte's two-run double.
Maybe, Ben, Tarek Skubal wasn't as locked in as he could have been.
Well, that's a broadcast issue.
I understand. I understand. But maybe, just maybe, he wasn't as locked in as he could have been, with some creep in his ear. Hey, Tarek. Yeah, you love to compete. Throw the fastball there. Is that a splitter or a slider? Bro, wake up. It's the All-Star game. Give me a little bit of pep in your step. Both of them, Smoltz and Davis, were like, there were 4 minutes of dead air. Four in the first inning.
Yeah.
This is two of the most electric pitchers on the planet. And you're like, I get it. I'm a hater.
It's tough. It was like
I would say it if he was the Cardinals announcer. I really would.
It's like they were timid to start the game with an in-game interview.
Probably because it's a horrible idea. Horrible.
I mean, if you're going to do it, an exhibition game is the time to do
it. I understand. But talk to the guys on the bench. Talk to the guys that aren't in the middle of, okay, what do we got? Oh, slider. Okay, great. The guy's trying to pitch. And, yeah, he was, you know, those guys, what in the world is happening over there?
Ben broke his computer.
He broke your computer?
No, you did by pounding the table.
Oh, I did?
Caused some sort of cable to come unplugged.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Now I am no longer on camera. I don't know if we'll be able to fix it during this break.
I can do play-by-play. Ben is somehow meshing with his camera.
Ben, why don't you log out and try to log back in.
Oh my God. Oh, my God.
Right, that one was on me.
Holy cow.
I'm going to log out.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw. It's just, you know, fine. Whatever. Move on.
Meanwhile, Manny Machado made history in the first inning.
Not the kind you want.
By becoming the first ever ABS strikeout victim in the All-Star game. Took an 0-2 pitch right at the knees.
It was called ball one. Really good pitch.
And Tarek Skubal, or was it the catcher? Someone.
It was challenged. Joe Davis told him to challenge.
You won't be having that in your ear during actual games if it's implemented next year. But yeah, it was definitely in the zone. Manny was called out for the first time ever on an automatic ball strike challenge.
He didn't. Dave looked very excited about it. Dave Roberts almost took his pants off in the dugout. He was so excited that Manny got rung up on that pitch, which was weird because he was the manager for Manny's team last night. So, yeah, it was pretty excruciating from the get-go. I liked the pregame because I like Ludacris a lot. I thought he did a great job. I thought Luda was awesome.
Atlanta Royals.
Atlanta, like, literally. Didn't his jersey say the mayor, or was that Jermaine Dupri?
I think it was.
Was that Jermaine Dupri? I thought they were great. And, yeah, man, you have to play to your city and the famous people from it. And I thought they did a really good job with that. I thought Luda was awesome. And then, you know, like you said, the game starts and Paul Skeens comes out, Ben. My God, like they don't even fill up Pittsburgh PNC Park when that guy pitches. How's that possible? I feel like if we were Pirates fans, we'd be like, it's Skeens night. Like, we have to be at the ballpark tonight. Watching that guy pitch is magical. He is so nasty.
He was, I guess he threw a little bit harder last night than he's thrown all season long. He had been,
wow.
He had only thrown a handful of pitches over 100 miles an hour this season.
Yeah.
He did it more last year as a rookie. and only had done it a few times this year, but he was consistently getting it up to triple digits. And part of that is when you know you only have to throw one inning, you've got
let it eat.
He said, I mean, I'm always max effort, but maybe I was a little more max effort than I even usually am. And he was able to, obviously just blow away the American League top of the order when he came out last night. So, and then kind of game settled in for a few innings at 2-0. Jason Adam got in, relieving Clayton Kershaw, yep. Who, you know, Dave gave him his moment. Worked out pretty well, I thought, for Clayton Kershaw.
Kyle Tucker made a phenomenal catch. Otherwise, Kershaw gives up a bullet double to the first hitter. Kyle Tucker with a great catch out in left field.
Jason Adams striking out Ryan O'Hearn looking on a pitch on the corner. It was his only batter that he faced.
Well, hopefully they'll be able to hash it out when we get Ryan O'Hearn from the Orioles to San Diego. I think that needs to happen ASAP. Would be a great fit here, even though he's a lefty. I think we can make room for him.
He's having one of the obviously best seasons of some of the targets that we've heard mentioned for the Padres at the trade deadline. If you're trying to acquire someone who's hot and locked in, Ryan O'Hearn makes a lot of sense.
So does his wife. She's all locked in. Did you see the pregame?
I did.
I didn't see his wife.
You didn't? I'll show you the break. Very attractive. Very attractive couple. Very attractive couple. They seem really cool too. She was very happy for them to be there. He's a really good player. Jason Adam, I loved it, man. I thought Jason Adam coming in, he had his really cool glove. His kids had drawn pictures and he superimposed them on his glove. It looked awesome. It looked really cool. Even though you know in the back of your mind, this is an exhibition, it literally doesn't matter. You still want your guys to do well. So you hate Manny getting the ABS call at the knees, but at the end of the day, great. You didn't foul one off the inside of your foot, you know, some nasty slider.
He
does every other game. Some nasty scooble slider that you yak off your middle of your foot. Take it. Walk back. Everybody's fine. Move on.
It's really hard to draw any conclusions. In fact, you should never draw any conclusions from a performance at an All-Star game. If you're a hitter, you're facing pitchers who are coming in who may be either completely locked in with adrenaline or completely all over the map because of the adrenaline. what you're getting.
Or like going out just saying, I'm going to have some fun with this and not, you know, I'm not going to throw you some elbow breaking sliders here. Here's a heater. Here's a changeup. Whatever, and let's see what we can do. I thought, you know, you obviously want Manny to get a knock. It's always fun to see your guys get knocks. He did make a really nice play down third at base, third, yeah. Which is one that he makes. You know, we've gotten so accustomed to seeing that. That was great.
Struck out again in the fourth inning against Joe Ryan.
Yep.
That's when Fernando Tatis Jr. entered the game for defensive purposes, and then he walked in the sixth inning. Off Bubich,
yep.
And then came around to score after stealing second on Pete Alonso's 3-run home run. So that was the one offensive contribution by the Padres in the game.
Is there a reason Fernando Tatis Jr. played like 7 innings out in right field?
Well, they only had 3 backup outfielders.
They did.
So once you take the starters out, I think you had to leave.
Those guys got to sit
those
up there
guys
and rot
in the rest of the game.
All right.
6 innings is not rotting necessarily.
In the All-Star game when it's like, hey, I want to get off my feet. Like, give me my ABs. Let me get my couple innings and call it a day. Dave Roberts out there grinding this guy down. Smart. It's smart on his part.
Corbin Carroll hit the first ever All-Star game home run by a Diamondback later that inning, and it looked like it was going to be an NL route at 6-0. And then things changed a little bit as they got to the later innings, and all of a sudden, the American League made some noise. They scored a couple of runs, charged to Adrian Morejon, who only threw 7 pitches.
Yeah.
Gave up a single and a walk, and then they took him out.
Good. I'm glad.
And then the inherited runs both came around to score. And then, of course, the same thing kind of happened to Robert Suarez in the 9th inning, who gave 2 late swing doubles.
Yeah.
You know, that's
down the line.
When Robert Suarez gives up hits, that's how he gives them up. It was Byron Buxton and Bobby Witt Jr. who both hit the line drives down the right field line. One scored a run, but he technically got a hold because he left the game with the lead.
I love it.
It was Edwin Diaz, even though the run was charged to Suarez. It was Edwin Diaz who blew the save with 2 outs, 2 strikes, top of the 9th inning on an infield chopper by Stephen Kwan that made the score 6-6. So here we go.
We are... Completely mismanaged bullpen by Dave Roberts. Just an utter, blowing a 6-run lead in an All-Star game is it's embarrassing, and hopefully it's a harbinger of things to come. I personally would be mortified if my manager did that. I'd be sick to my stomach. But it happened. Again, as I said, hopefully that trend continues for Dave Roberts. He's not going to have reliable relievers like Adrian Morejon and Robert Suarez. He's going to have to go to Tanner Scott, who leads baseball with 7 blown saves right now. So
hopefully we never see him manage an All-Star game again.
Hopefully that's the last time we ever see Dave Roberts manage an All-Star game. But yeah, just a horrible, horrible display.
So the ninth inning ends in a 6-6 tie, and I'll admit, I had forgotten that 4 years ago they implemented the new rule, so they weren't worried about running out of pitchers anymore. They didn't want it to end in a tie, so according to the last collective bargaining agreement, the All-Star game would be decided by a home run swing-off. And we got to see it in action, and we will talk about the home run swing-off right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So,
epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you were confused by what was happening at the end of the game, you weren't alone. Most of the players and people at Truist Park were confused about what was happening at the end of the game when they rolled out the pitching screen and announced to the crowd that for the first time ever, the All-Star game, tied at 6, would be decided by a swing-off home run derby with 3 players from both teams each getting 3 swings.
Amazing.
9 total swings. Whoever hit the most home runs wins the game, gets an extra run, and wins the game 7-6. Now, you're wondering, okay, with all these All-Stars, why was it that the American League went with Brent Rooker, Randy Arozarena, and Jonathan Aranda, and the National League went with Kyle Stowers, Kyle Schwarber, and Pete Alonso? Schwarber and Alonso made a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Two of them alone.
Where's Aaron
fine.
Judge? Where's Cal Raleigh?
Where's Shohei Ohtani?
Where's Shohei Ohtani? Where are the big stars? They had already left.
They're gone.
Yeah, a lot. This is kind of a not so secret of the All-Star game. If you're a starter and you know you're only going to play 3 or 4 innings, you have already booked your travel. You get the locker room. You're gone by the 6th or 7th inning, and you're on your way to enjoy your All-Star break that you didn't get, that all your other teammates started on Sunday afternoon. You are now starting it on Tuesday night, an abbreviated version. You got 48 hours with your family,
yeah,
and then it's back to the second half of the season. So you maximize that by leaving the All-Star game as quickly as possible.
Yeah, no knock against Stowers. Everyone in the chat talking about the pop, he has no knock against him and any of those guys. I mean, they all have the capability to knock it out of the park. But as we just mentioned, I mean, when you have an All-Star roster that has massive, massive stars on it. Again, like Shohei and some of the other names, Aaron Judge. But those dudes, like Ben said, they're gone. They are out. They're Aaron Judge was on a plane.
He was probably airborne already.
And I wonder too, like, if it's your first All-Star game, do you leave? I don't think I do. Even if I'm a starter, I think I hang out for a while.
I mean,
just to kind of drink it in.
Obviously, you know, like Jason Adam pitched in the second inning. He was still around for it.
Now, yeah.
He didn't get asked to participate in the home run derby, which was probably a smart decision. But according to John Heyman, the rosters for the home run swing-off were submitted on Monday.
Is that
by
right?
Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone.
Why did everyone look so surprised?
They knew
then?
Who was going to be there and who was not going to be there, and they set their lineups. And in fact, Stowers wasn't going to be in it. It was going to be Eugenio Suarez, but he got hit by that pitch. So Stowers was the injury replacement for Eugenio Suarez as the third member of the National League crew.
I'll tell you what, man, when that ball went up and in and got him on the hand, I went, that's the nightmare. That is the full-on nightmare, not only for the Arizona Diamondbacks, well, for the teams that are going to look at trading for Eugenio Suarez, too. Joe Davis is pretty convinced he's going to be a New York Yankees starting third baseman here in a couple of weeks. Said as much on the broadcast last night as well. But yeah, you're sitting there going, oh my God, that's the nightmare.
Now, whether you liked the idea of doing a home run swing off or not, I think you have to be impressed. When Brent Rooker stepped up and began hitting two home runs and three balls.
He's awesome.
That's very impressive. At the end of a long game, and then you're out there and you get three swings and you get two of them out. That was really impressive. Then Kyle Stowers came up for the National League. Got one. Kept his team in it. Randy Arozarena gets one for the AL. So it's 3-1, and they're going to the bottom of the second inning. Three swings for Kyle Schwarber.
Oh, God.
And
so you get nine total swings, and it's how many total you get.
So they're down two.
What a format.
They're down two. You know you need Schwarber to probably get two or you're in trouble.
Yep.
At least one. And, of course, Kyle Schwarber goes up and puts on what has to go down as one of the great all-star feats of all time.
No question.
Swinging three times and hitting three monstrous home runs that ended up winning the game for the National League when Jonathan Aranda did not hit any home runs in the third turn for the American League. It was a truly electric moment at that game for Kyle Schwarber, and he was the right person in the right moment to achieve it.
I would eat donut holes, the urine-soaked floor of the DMV, to get Kyle Schwarber on this team next year. He is going to be a free agent. Now, I have no idea what he's going to command, but he's a... What's he at right now, home run-wise? 28, 30, somewhere? I mean...
Around 30.
He's on pace for 50-some-odd home runs. This offense needs thump. They really need thump. He is a thumper, and he's such a good dude. Such a great... I've heard nothing but the best things about him as far as what kind of teammate he is. He's awesome, dude. I don't know what he's going to command, but I think if... You're Philadelphia, and you're a Phillies fan. The thought of losing that guy from your squad makes you sick to your stomach. Mm-hmm. I mean, it absolutely makes you sick to your stomach. I love that dude. And I'm so stoked to watch him. So glad he was still there to go in and just dominate that.
There was some pushback when he was awarded the MVP the All-Star game. Because during the game, he went 0-for-2 with a walk.
Yeah.
Didn't really have an impact on the National League, and what they did. But this was part of the game. It may not go down as part of the statistics for the game, but this was undoubtedly a part of the game. It was the part that decided the game, and he did something fairly otherworldly.
Yeah. There is nothing like watching a Schwarber. No. All right?
It's our cab driver.
Philly
Mike. You know what, Philly Mike? You were... Absolutely right.
There is nothing like watching a Schwarber.
How about three of them? Three of them to win, to bail Dave Roberts out from blowing a 6-run lead in an All-Star game with all that talent. Pretty embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed.
The debates have already started.
My manager.
You know what I'm talking about.
The debates.
Should Major League Baseball go to this in extra innings and regular season games?
You know,
home run swing off rather than
Holly said it like 4 years ago.
Rather than
I thought it was
a ghost runner at second
base. I was laughed at. I was made fun of.
Mocked. Scarlet letter for Pauly for that.
And then honestly, it kind of started at 3 with the swing off if it's still tied. Because my whole point was like, I don't like the ghost runner in extra innings.
Yeah.
Like, we're already making it Little League rules, so don't miss me with, like, the integrity. You can't change the game.
It's such a great point.
We're adding a ghost runner on second, like we're at recess, okay?
You are my initial reaction again was no. No. But then Paulie hits me with the, we're already doing ghost runners on second base. Like, you can't.
Which they don't do in the playoffs.
Right.
So you can not do a home run derby in the playoffs.
Correct.
I think it is weird, like, because isn't hockey, they only do shootouts in the playoffs?
They don't do shootouts in the playoffs.
They don't.
They play all the way through.
They only do shootouts
in the regular season.
I don't really care, but I don't particularly like different sets, like how the game is played differently in the regular season versus the postseason.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's that big of a deal, then bang it for the playoffs.
Yeah, bang it for the I have no problem doing playoffs. Like, hey, man, we're not going to let you throw Shohei up there in a home run derby. Like, win the game, and if it takes 16 innings, it takes 16 innings. I also am not in favor of – it's weird, too, because I told you guys when they did this, it's when the Padres were, like, on the come, right? Like, trying – they're going to be a playoff team. I said, man – anything that can save a bullpen, extra bullets is a good thing inherently. I think I could be convinced
to
get rid of it now. It is.
I'm going to give you a couple of, I think, solid arguments as to why this could not and should not work ever in the regular season. We'll get to that. We'll get to more of the broadcast, SDFC's big news, and more. Second hour of Ben and Woods celebrating Woodsy's 50th here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.